Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What an adventure. And I mean, the word is adventure. We are headed off to today on Kingdom Pursuits because we have with us Alan Casey and Josh here, and they're with Tray Life USA, Troop 942, right here in Winston-Salem. And we have several of their young men with us that are on that adventure. And oh, man, you know, scouting played such a huge role in my life, and I'm so excited to see that you guys have taken up a new mantle with that, Alan, and Tray Life USA is the way to go.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been around just for a few years. But we like to think at 942, we carry on the tradition of scouting. You know, Trail Life at 942 has been around since 1950. And so we're just 4 years old. But we completely get the scouting world. And we just have a little different perspective, more faith-based, but it's a great opportunity. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me how God, you know, I guess like the ultimate Heavenly Father, is constantly orchestrating our lives. And as the Boy Scouts decided to go whatever way they decided to go, he brought in, you know, Trail Life USA for people that, you know, would struggle with some of the decisions that Boy Scouts of America made. Right. And so, you know, we want to share with you some of the opportunities that are out there now with Trail Life USA. And even though you may be in Raleigh today, you may be in Richmond, you may be in South Carolina somewhere, we want you to know, or Charlotte, I should say,
that's
Charlotte,
right,
because we have so many listeners in Charlotte.
That's right.
You have a troop in your area, Trail Life USA, and of course we've got links there at ChristianCarGuy.com. But next up, we have, I'm so excited about this, I really am, Janelle Siebson. Siebson. I knew I'd mess it up right when the moment of truth came. Siebson, and she is with All Things New, which is a retreat coming to York, South Carolina. But this is no ordinary woman's retreat by anybody's stretch of the imagination. This is longer than normal, right? You guys take 3 days, and they take you through the same thing that Captivating does at Ransom Heart there in Colorado, similar to Masculine Journeys boot camps, that radio boot camps that we put on here in our area. So came from Minnesota, where you're putting on those events, and now you're going to try it in North Carolina. You're not going to try, you're going to do it in North Carolina coming October 25th through the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I moved to, my family and I were led to move to the Winston-Salem area 4 years ago. And at that time, I had to ask myself what's going to happen to All Things New, since we had founded that in Minnesota in 2009. And we've gone through some leadership changes, and I feel like we've been strengthened. And now's the time to, I've been traveling to Minnesota. It's their turn to come and see how beautiful North Carolina is and offer it to the women here.
Yeah, I'm real excited to hear about your team and what's going on with that. I'm excited to hear about what's going on with Troop 942. But, you know, this All Things New retreat is actually an event. So speaking of event, I don't know if you knew this, there's a new Olympic event for men who are thin on top. This is specifically important for Josh because his last name is here. It's called, you may be familiar with it, the Balder Dash. And also, speaking of events, Early Stone Tools had many problems that eventually, just, I don't know if you noticed that the word event is in the word eventually, but eventually, those stone tools, they worked out, they ironed themselves out. Did you know that? Ironed out, you'll get it. Eventually, I couldn't quite remember how to throw a boomerang, but eventually it came back to me.
Are you the author of these?
I cannot reveal my sources.
Oh.
Now, arguments about the weather will eventually blow over, I'm just telling you. And someone with contact lenses, if they have problems with those contact lenses, eventually they'll find a solution. Won't you? I mean, if you
I got it.
Oh, look, I got it. It's all right to laugh really loud out there in the studio audience since we have all these young men out there.
But yeah.
Here we actually have a very, I'm really excited about this riddle I have for you today. So if you can actually, you knew at the end of those shenanigans, I would have a riddle that if you can riddle, you're going to win a prize. But here's the riddle today. Which king's son? So this guy was the son of a king. Try to put that again. Which king's son wrote a book in the Bible with all three event wisecracks? In other words, you won't find the word event in a King James Version of the Bible except in this book. And all three event wisecracks, might be another hint as to who the author of the book was, just saying. All three event wisecracks are in it. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. 866-348-7884. And if you can tell us which book of the Bible has all three of these event wisecracks in it, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Yeah. They will win a... Ooh, it's loud. They will win a trip.
No, they're going to win half off.
Half off.
They are. They're going to win a half off all things new retreat coming to your South Carolina. In other words, you're going to hear about this ladies event all day on Kingdom Pursuits. And so if you call in with this answer to which king's son, okay, wrote this book, you get half off, which is $125.40 value.
There you go.
Really? You can save $125 because it's $249 and you get half off. Did I do the math right? Probably not.
You're close.
Half off a $249 trip. Thank you, Keith. This is his first time producing Kingdom Pursuits, which comes with this little trick that you got to announce the gifts. But, you know, originally, Keith, I have to tell you, my producer was Johnny. And so I would love to say, and Johnny, tell them what they won. You can imagine.
I remember that.
All right. Which king's son wrote a book in the Bible with all three event wisecracks in it? 866-348-7884. So you guys already had events coming up. Are you still trying to get boys to come in? What's going on?
Well, it's a perfect timing. Actually, our first meeting is this coming Monday on the 10th. The older boys meet throughout the year, but the younger boys, which you'd be familiar with Cub Scouts, Woodlands Trails, what we call it, actually starts this coming Monday.
So your Cub Scouts are called Woodland?
Woodlands Trails. Mm-hmm. So it's kindergarten through fifth grade. We start 7 o'clock to basically 8:15, 8 o'clock. And
so if you've been sitting there thinking, should I get my boy involved in Cub Scouts? You got an alternative.
Right.
And you can find out all about Trail Life USA. And it just happens to meet at Calvary Baptist Church, just saying. And they're on Country Club Road, and if you're in Winston-Salem. But again, if you're in Charlotte, if you're in Richmond today, if you're in Raleigh, I guarantee you that there's a troop and there is a Woodland. What's it?
Woodlands Trails.
Woodlands Trails meeting in your area. So we're going to find out more. Well, we have Josh here, and I have to ask Josh, you know, so how long have you been involved with Trail Life?
With Trail Life, this is my fifth year, I want to say. Fourth year.
And so my understanding is you're the first officer.
Yes, sir.
So does that mean you have to wear little pointy ears, wear a blue shirt with a, you know, Mr. Spock?
No, I wear the Trail Life uniform, and then I just oversee the meetings. I run them, and I get everything kicked off for the night. Yes, sir.
So what wonderful leadership training they got right there within, you know, that's really cool.
Yes, sir.
And so, well, I've got lots of questions for you here in a minute. But I was going to go to Janelle, and she understands a little bit about when. Don't you think it's cool how God gives boys a way to to go after some adventure in their lives?
Mm-hmm. And have older men show them the way, too.
Right. And so much of what you guys are going to be doing at this retreat is chasing after who's God as Father, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so many of us have a perhaps distorted image of God, the Father's heart towards us because of our experience with our Father or even just life, what throws. We start wondering where he is and we make our own agreements and start living life on our own, actually, and when we really need the Father's protection and his adventure and his love.
So one of the coolest things that I can tell you about this All Things New retreat is they have what was called a covenant of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to find out what is a covenant of silence. You need to know this, Josh. All right. When we come back, so much more Kingdom Pursuits. And somebody's got to call in. Come on now. This isn't hard. Which king's son won't the rise, wisecracks? Kingdom Pursuits. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so excited to have with us Alan Casey and Josh Hare with Trail Life USA, Troop 942, right here in Winston-Salem, as well as Janelle Siebson. I'll get it eventually. With the All Things New retreat. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you about that. It's coming up in York, South Carolina, October 25th. Through the 28th, so you got a little ways. You can go to their website and register, or you can go to kingdompursuits.com and register, or you can find out more about Trail Life USA. If you want to find out what their mission statement, all their core values, have you guys got like a, you know, I'm remembering my Boy Scout, what was it called? You know, I honor, not covet, all that stuff. What was it?
Our oath is what we call
the Boy Scout oath. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, then my brain's not working so good today.
Yeah, well, we have, our troop has www.traillife942.com. And if you're not in Winston-Salem, it's traillifeusa.com. And find a troop. You'll find a map. You just click on a button, and it'll send you to all the troops. We have 700 troops nationwide, 26,000 members. There's a troop in almost every single state in the country. So,
Josh, you know, here comes the hard question. Speaking of the Boy Scout oath, it started to come to me as I started to, the old mind kicked in. Yeah. And so the question is, are you also brave, clean, and reverent? With the emphasis on the clean, as I remember my mother. No, just kidding. Same stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And so do you guys have something along those lines that you memorize?
We do. It's every night we recite it. Every Monday night.
We're ready whenever you are.
All right. So it's, on my honor, I'll do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, and to be a good steward of creation, and to treat others as I want to be treated.
Wow. And Alan's, you know, giving him the high five because he nailed it. And that's always good when you're on. And it's not hard when you're on the radio to think of stuff.
Yeah.
Believe me. And so, you know, I think it's amazing. And there's something inside every man that I believe that wants to know you have what it takes and that you can come through in a pinch. And so I can remember as a scout, not a trail life, but a scout, we had to do this thing called the Eskimo Patrol. And you had to camp out in 32 degrees below zero at that particular, in the upper peninsula of Michigan. So you from Minnesota, you can relate to this, with snow so deep you couldn't walk in it. You know, and when you've gone through that as a boy, you know, you come out of that event with a whole, you know, this idea of, yeah, God did make me to come through. God did make me to have what it takes. And all those kind of things are really, really critical. But to a young lady, they have a core question too, don't they?
It's, do you see me? Do you delight in me? And I think we women wander around throwing our identity, will you tell me who I am? When God is all that made us uniquely and he wants to reveal that, we have a beauty that can change the world if we would let him.
You really, really do. And so that's one of the things that you're calling out there at this, because so many ladies struggle right there with that whole idea of beauty and, you know, do you see me? And I love this, the little girl picture that you could share with us.
Our logo or the,
no,
the,
I mean,
the one with Stacy Eldridge? Or
I once heard that when you, I have a granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. How they'll dance around in front of you. Their dress up is just natural. Although my boys are known for their dress up too. When they were younger, seeing if they had their warrior spirit in them, I saw. But I think we women, the world is telling us what beauty is, and it's on a magazine. And when it's really in our heart, it's how we deal with people. It's just the creative flow that we might have. You can tell when you walk into a home if a woman is living there or not, based on, there's just a warmer feel, I would say. I don't know if that's biased, but we create an environment that allows people to thrive.
And so the name of your ministry, is not coincidental, I'm sure, of all things new. And I'm kind of guessing that you had gone to one of these events yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you probably went to Covenant Silence, and God told you something.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share with our listeners what happened?
Yes. Well, I made the journey out to Colorado and spent the 3 nights there. The first night, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Everybody's not sure about that Covenant of Silence. Sounds so intimidating. But you find that your heart is probed by the sessions, and you hear these testimonies of God coming for women's hearts, speaking truth that sets them free or just reveals the veil off of, you see yourself more clearly, how God sees you through his eyes of love and his just his cherished possession. And so for me, it was the first time I was able to shed some tears over some really devastating events that happened in my life. My father died when I was 16, and God just really embraced me with his love. And it was just such an intimate encounter. I knew that it wasn't just a Bible verse. It wasn't just head knowledge, which is how I had been pursuing him for so many years, and that's good, because truth is solid. But then when he comes for your heart and it just connects with a really relationship, we all say God is about relationship, but that's cultivated over time with encounter. And so that's where those covenants of silence, that's why this, I feel like these events are set apart from like a woman's retreat or a woman's event where you go to hear the headline speaker. I just had a team meeting before I came here, and we said, you know what, with those covenants of silence, the headline speaker is Jesus.
Right.
And I was even at, I met a woman a few years after we had an event, and I went up and I recognized her and I introduced myself, said, how are you doing? And she said, do I know you? I said, yes. Yeah. So, you know, we were, I remember meeting you at All Things New. And she said, oh, were you there? I'm like, well, I was only one of the main speakers, but okay. And she said, you know, I don't remember seeing you. All I remember is what God told me and how that changed my life. And so I feel like that's what sets this event apart, is while we have great worship, we have good speakers, we have great testimony, it's that alone time with the Lord, and we give them heart-probing questions to ask him and encourage them to journal so that they have they can go home and cherish it at home.
So what that covenant of silence is everybody after their session is told, look, then it's usually an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go find a place of seclusion and take those questions to God,
mm-hmm.
And listen,
mm-hmm.
For him. And the fruit that we see of those of us who are in those, taking part in those kinds of events with, mm-hmm. with Masculine Journey and you, with, it's amazing, because mm-hmm. God ends up the hero of the story. God ends up the one speaking. And so I'm curious, Alan,
yes.
that in order for you to get this going with this, did God, you have an encounter with God that kind of led you to, wow, I need to do something with young men, whatever what you're working with?
Well, actually, it's weird how God puts you on a journey. And for many years at Calvary, I worked with men and understanding what does it mean to be a man, right? And that's what we're, in fact, if you ask the average guy, what does it mean to be a man? They'd go, I don't know. And so I'd been doing that for a long time. And lo and behold, here comes Trail Life. And my boys were in Cub Scouts. And at the time, when I saw what Trail Life brought to the table, it talks, I always say one of the great things, nothing against Boy Scouts, is how the discipleship of Trail Life is different than Boy Scouts. And we just don't say, be a man and watch me, which is good. You know, mentoring, but we also intentionally have discipleship programs specifically. And ironically, one of them is to understand how to be a man, is you have to understand you're not a woman. And we talk about that when mm-hmm. we talk about our manhood definition. So when a boy reaches adolescence, he actually learns, you know, in Boy Scouts, it was the era of light. We call it Timberland. And we teach a young man with his dad what it means to be a man, and gives him. So if you ask the boys in our troop and then say, what does it mean to be a man? They're going to go reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead courageously, expect God's reward. And they have things they have to do with that. So that's kind of the passion for me that transitioned me over to Trail Life, in addition to all the other noise that's going on in our culture. But it really is a great tool to help a father and a son disciple their man, disciple their son. And we really encourage dads to come alongside their sons and to be able to speak the language. And what does the Bible have to say about manhood? Well, we try to give that intentionally. So that's part of it.
So Josh, you went through that with your dad?
You know, I did that when I was in Boy Scouts, which was a long time ago. And so I never got to go through Woodlands Trails, and I never did the Timberline, which was, and it's kind of the same as Arrow of Light, but it's much more faith-based than the Arrow of Light was. And so I never had to do the Reject Passivity or any of that stuff the same way. But we still do talk about what does it mean to be a man. Like, we have, to get certain ranks, we have to go through faith requirements. So this past year, I did the manhood journey. And we go through the steps of, like, what does it mean to be a man? A man serves first. A leader serves first. And that's really what we do as adventurers, which are Boy Scouts, pretty much.
So is there prayer involved in that process of discipleship?
You know, like, do you mean like a what?
Like, what do you, I'm just, because I'm trying to understand and learn. Do you teach prayer, how to do it, or how to spend time listening to God, or those kind of things?
Well, we do. It depends on which faith component we're doing. So the manhood journey, we talk about what it means to be a man, right?
Yeah.
And we go through how to be a godly man, how to, you know, serve others. And that's, depending on what we're doing, we have different components. So there, eventually we might do something like how to pray and how to really find God in a manly way. And
all right, so I'm excited. You set me up. So when we hear back, Josh is going to tell us about that experience, because that's where things really change in my, you know, I can do a lot of stuff, but when God shows up, then all of a sudden he steals his show. So we got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. I cannot believe y'all have not riddled this riddle. Which king's son wrote a book in the Bible with all the event wisecracks? 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us, we're on an adventure with Alan Casey and Josh Hare, the Trail Life USA Troop 942 here in Winston-Salem, and Janelle Seibson.
Seibson.
I'm going to rewrite this, my note, so that I say it right the next time. Seibson. And she is with this All Things New, which we're so excited about, retreat that's coming to York, South Carolina, October 25th through the 28th. Again, you can find out about that, as well as Trail Life USA at kingdompursuits.com. You can register for her retreat. But we want to say again that, wow, you could get half off. If you're sitting there listening to her and you're thinking, you know, I could really use that, I'm telling you, you could. God changes everything. And to hear from God, to be put in an environment like that where you're alone, set alone, and you got a time to sit there and listen with questions very specifically about your femininity, about your beauty, about those kind of things, here you go. You can get half off. It would be $249, but all you have to do is call in with what I think is one of the easiest riddles I've ever written. Which king's son? Now, how many king's sons in the Bible even wrote a book? I mean, just think about that. Not a whole lot of them, just saying. Which king's son wrote a book in the Bible? All you have to do is name that guy. And all three event wisecracks, there's another hint right there, are in his, actually, that would be in his third, no, it's his second book. He wrote three, if I'm not mistaken. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, and you can get half off of this amazing event. I would take advantage of that, I'm just saying. 866-34-TRUTH. So when we left our hero, Josh, I am very curious. Very curious. Do you go to Calvary?
No, sir. We go to Two Cities Baptist, which is downtown Winston-Salem. It's a brand new church.
Two Cities?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I see we have a Riddler calling in. But so have you had that encounter where you went, oh, wow, I really experienced God in prayer. Like, I really connected with him. Like, I really felt that. And was that something that happened with Trail Life, or just tell us the story?
You know, I have. And, you know, we came from Calvary Baptist, and we transitioned churches. And when we transitioned, I really felt the way our pastor was giving us the message, it clicked with me so much more, and I felt like he was speaking right to me. And you know, when I would pray about it, I would have such a better connection with God, and I would really know who I'm praying to and what I'm praying about. And yes, I think that's what I felt. And Trail Life definitely helps, because through different faith components that we've done, I've began to understand and learn what prayer is and how to really have a relationship with God.
So how cool is that? And then God has allowed you in this leadership role there, yes, with Trail Life, which is a significant part of the masculine journey, actually, you know, to be given tasks like that to stretch you out of your comfort zone. And so have other boys seen that in you and come up and said, hey, Josh, you know, what does this mean? Are you experiencing
you
that?
You know, I think a lot of the boys, not that they're afraid, but they don't know how to ask. And so I've never had that quite experience. But yeah, and some boys, they do look up to me and ask me what to do when we go on trips and stuff. And so I give them, I'm their leader, and I'm their go-to guy to say, help me with this. And so, yes, I guess in that way.
I'll give you a hint. That with guys, it always helps to bleed first.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, and I got that from Darren Kuhn, and I think it's so true that if you share a story where you struggled, whatever that may be, mm-hmm. you know, in my case, pornography, all I have to do is stand up on a stage and say, you know, at one point in time in my life, I struggled with pornography. You would not believe how many men will come up afterwards yeah. and want to talk to me along those lines. If you struggle with prayer, right? You say, man, I used to struggle with prayer until I had this connection. You know, when you're sharing with the guys, especially in a group, when you bleed first, whatever that may be, and you make God the hero, I did not know until God came into this how to, you know, then all of a sudden you've opened up that gateway to where now, you know, they can't relate
can
to the
tell.
Perfect Josh.
Yeah.
You know, that guy who's standing up there looks like he has act together. He's got it all going on.
He's
you know, I can't relate
well.
To that because I'm the messed up kid down here that's still struggling with, you know, doing my homework or whatever it is that they struggle with. You know, so, but they can relate to the broken Josh.
Absolutely.
And since, you know, I often thought that's one of the reasons God put me in the role they had, because I am so broken that a lot of people relate to all that. Yeah, Robbie's really messed up. And so, you know, I can think, you know, these are the kind of things that go on. Well, we are so excited because we have several Riddlers. We have Ken is in Halifax, North Carolina. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. And by the way, before you give the answer, Ken, I want to tell anybody else that's holding on, don't leave. You're still going to win the prize. But even if Ken mentions this person's name, which I'm thinking isn't too hard, especially for you, Ken, because I know you're going to nail this. But you might surprise me and have somebody else's name. But anyway, hang on, because we want to get you your prize. So, Ken, who do you think?
Well, if it was anybody else, I'd have to change the history in the Bible. But it's David's son, Solomon, and it's in Ecclesiastes. And you're right, Strong Concordance only shows event three times mentioned in 2:14, and then chapter 9, it mentions event.
Yeah, that's an eventful chapter right there, Ecclesiastes.
all three verses are like good news, bad news. Listen, while I got you on air, pass this gift on to somebody else or give it to Mariah. How old's Mariah?
Mariah is in college in Alabama. I would dearly love for Mariah to go on her. My granddaughter is 9.
I don't even know what the ages are.
We will pass this on to somebody. We have the scholarship.
What I want to say is, and it may be out of line, but Christian Car Guy was phenomenal today.
That's not never out of line. and again, not because of it, because God showed up in that show, right, Ken?
Yes, he did. And I've held one of those events in my event. I'm using that word. I held one of those in my heart for a long time, and I was just figured people would think I was crazy. But anyway, God bless you. I'll let y'all go. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ken. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in. All right, we have Paula Davis is in Greensboro, North Carolina. Paula, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning. Are you with me, Paula? I can hear I hear the radio in the background. Hi, Paula. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So do you know which wise guy I'm talking about?
King Solomon.
You know that book, Ecclesiastes.
Right.
Is phenomenal, and I love it. But the book after that that he wrote is actually my most favorite book in the Bible. It's called Song of Songs. And you know what I learned?
Oh, yeah.
What I learned 2 weeks ago, that the Jewish people consider that book the Holy of Holies book, the most holy book in the Bible. And they recite it at the end of Pinnock. I think they pronounce that, but I'm not good at pronouncing things. But and the reason that they do is, from their point of view, it is a relationship between Israel and God.
Mm-hmm.
As we think of that song as a relationship of God and his church. But what I did years ago, and I just plumb that book constantly whenever I'm feeling low, is I think that I'm Jesus's favorite. And I'm the Shulamite woman, and he's coming after me. And so when I realized that he's standing behind behind the backyard and the where the flowers go up. What do they call that?
A hedge.
It's like a hedge, but it's got lattice. He's looking through the lattice and all that stuff. He's trying to get a look at me. He's been chasing after me my whole life, and he loves me just like that book describes. And so I think of all Solomon's wisdom and all of his songs and all, there's a reason that one's called the Song of Songs, because it's just precious to me, Paula. And I know you got way more than you expected, didn't you?
I did. But I appreciate that. I didn't realize the Jewish people, thought that was a reverent song for them.
Yeah, there's a Jewish guy, kind of like the Matthew Henry of rabbis, that wrote in the first century. Is they pronounce it Yashi, Y-A-S-H-I. And he wrote a commentary on, which nowadays, because of the internet, we can read this stuff in English, but he wrote a commentary on the Song of Solomon that reads like a Matthew Henry commentary, where he will show you every single word in this and what it relates to every other piece of the Bible and why specifically, they made all those connections. And it's absolutely phenomenal. You know what the most phenomenal part is for me, Paula? And I know I'm rambling.
What?
Chasing squirrels here, but it's okay. There's like the third or fourth line in the first verse. It says, your name is a perfume poured out. Well, if you know what Christ means, it means anointed. It means a perfume poured out. That's what it is, right? It isn't peace like Solomon, but it's saying that this, and you should see how the Jews go into all this, that how that means anointed and all this stuff. They know it. But they never connected the dots to go, okay, Jesus Christ, Christos, that whole thing. I mean, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It's an amazing picture. So, well, thank you for calling in. You made my day.
Well, thank you.
And I hope that you will enjoy this event.
We'll look forward to meeting you in October.
Yes.
What date is it again?
It's October 25th. Through the 28th.
And registration includes lodging, meals, sessions, everything.
Yeah, it's a deal. God bless you. We'll get
you
all
send
that
information
too. Oh, yeah. You're on our list. We're going to get you there. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
All right. We got so much more coming up. Trail Life. I know I've had just to ramble on, but we got Josh. We got Janelle coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed today to have with us Alan Casey and Josh Hare with Trail Life USA. They're our troop here, 942 in Winston-Salem, and Janelle Siebson. Siebson. Okay, at least I got the C right. Siebson, with All Things New and their amazing retreat that's coming up October 25th through the 28th, which we're really hoping Paula Davis is going to go to. But Paula, we really need you to call back, if you don't mind, at 866-348-7884. Paula Davis, we failed to get your information, which was very saddening to us. We really want to make sure we get you the information and get you registered. It is 866-348-7884. So call back, please. And we want to get your information. I hope you're listening. So we want to get back to, there's an event coming up. I know. Besides the event that's at October 25th through the 28th, All Things New, you guys have an event, right? The local chapter, National Wildlife Turkey Federation.
Right.
They're doing an annual Jake's. Oh, man, I wish I'd have known this. This could have been really just fodder for some amazing. I mean, people would have gobbled up these jokes. But anyway, it's coming up 9/22, or the 22nd of September. What's going on?
Well, National Wildlife Turkey Federation of Jake's Day, which is an outdoor event for hunters, and it's you get free T-shirts, free meal for all kids, and you know how many young men out there have heard of the word airsoft? Mm-hmm. Most have.
Yeah,
most
we
have.
Play airsoft at every boot camp.
Everybody loves
love
that,
to
right?
Shoot. Grown men love to shoot each other.
Well, we won't shoot each other, but we do. Our troop is going to have a airsoft shooting gallery, and so
you're going to shoot turkeys with airsoft.
You know, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, we probably could. But we're going to be there. So if you can't make it out on the 10th, on Monday the 10th, this coming, come out on the 22nd. It's a Saturday, 10 to 2. The folks put on a big time event. There's enough stuffed in this. There's fishing.
Stuffed?
Stuffed.
Did you mention stuffed?
You might get stuffed because Chick-fil-A is going to provide the meal. But we got a lot of free stuff, a lot of activities going on. So it's going to be a great time. And we're going to be there. Two big booths of all kinds of airsoft guns. And we actually have an airsoft trail badge, so we'll be teaching from that.
So, all right, you pilgrims, make sure you know about it. Yeah. 9/22, the 22nd of September, it's Jake's Day, which you may know. Did you know this? Do you have a Jake badge, Josh? Do you know what a Jake is?
I do, like the bird.
It's a bird, but it's turkey. A specific bird, kind of turkey. What makes a Jake?
His beard, I think.
Well, they have one.
On the turkey? On the gobbler?
Yeah. Well, a Jake is actually a young gobbler. It's a little boy.
I remember
it's,
that now.
It's the trail life of
turkeys.
What's the woodland? The
Woodlands Trail.
It's a Woodlands Trail version of a turkey.
I got you now.
Right. He still isn't quite, you know, wanting to shoot. But the nice thing about Jake's, just telling you, is that if you call turkeys, Jake's will come really fast. Because they don't know what all that
yeah,
means. But
they don't know
like,
yet.
Like the old wise gobbler. You know, the Jakes will come running. So that's now, see, all the stuff you learn by
I
coming
do.
On the radio.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, have you been on the radio before, Josh?
I have not.
And so what a courageous thing you did today to come, honestly, and be able to answer honest questions about prayer.
Absolutely.
But we want to get back to Janelle and the courageous thing she's done, which God's taken you on this adventure. And what I'm really curious about is the other members of your team.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a friend locally, PJ Lancaster, and she attended our event and then said, this is different than any event I've ever been part of. And I had already eyed her. I said she'd be great for our team. So we require them to go through an event first. And then I have my husband actually is a founding member of our team, which he gets a lot of flack for being a man on a woman's team, but we appreciate his coverage for prayer.
Yes,
and
we would love her.
He runs our AV and has just been, he keeps me sane, we'll say. And then I have three team members in Minnesota, Helen Davidson, Lori Torrand, and Deb Jelinek, and they'll be flying in from Minnesota for this event. And I just appreciate everybody taking the PTO time and investing, preparing their stories.
Their talks. Can you kind of tell us who's doing which talk?
We don't give away our talks
they don't do that ahead of time.
Our sessions are need-to-know basis,
okay.
But they will hit things like well, women's core desires will hit things like things that have come against your heart, wounds or lies that you're believing, and be set free, true identity, a beauty to unveil, Father's love, how he pursues you, how to find God's heart and his love pursuing you. I always was reading the Bible, and it's like, well, that's in your head, and how to find it, just sometimes just being opening the eyes of your heart to be looking and receiving, and all of a sudden there's little dots all throughout your life, little breadcrumbs of faith. And
did you talk about hiding?
Hiding?
Yeah.
Well, how women hide.
Yeah, there you go.
How we hide, how we are uncertain that we have something to offer, how we can dominate maybe because out of fear it becomes out of wanting. It's out of an insecure place, and as we become secure in Christ, we blossom, and then that's
when we can make a difference.
Yeah, which
is hiding in its own way, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can control things, then I can hide, you know, what's behind that.
Mm-hmm. Or not volunteering, not offering to stay hidden, not showing up, either way. But it's best to be hidden in Christ.
It really is. And I am so thrilled, beyond thrilled, that you're offering this kind of event here in North Carolina. People don't have to fly out to Colorado, mm-hmm. although that's always worth it. But everybody can't afford that.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, you're looking at a, you know, nearly $1,000 expenditure to go to Captivating out mm-hmm. there at Ransom Heart, where here you can do the All Things New. If you've read the book Captivating, it's all about that.
Or Becoming Myself, which I like even better, Stacy's newer book. She's coming out with an even newer one.
Yeah, I understand.
And you were mentioning, couldn't we find a closer one than York? But I have my team flying in, so I needed to find
a retreat center
that's close for them to fly into. PJ has friends in Myrtle Beach, so they're hopefully going to be driving in as well. And I would just encourage women, if you would go onto our website. Can I share our website?
Absolutely, please.
It's ATN, like All Things New, short, ATNalive.com. There's more information there. You can see our team. We just want to encourage women to come. It is limited, though, because there's only a certain number of beds. So I would encourage people to register early. And there's a group discount through the end of the month. If you invite four of your friends, groups of five get $30 each off.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We got a couple of people got half off. So, Josh, if there's young guys out there listening right now, what would you tell them that might excite them, that you think what really makes you want to come back to Trail Life every week?
I would say the camping trips. That's one part of it. It's such a great time. All the boys, we just bond together and fellowship together. It's great.
Let me tell you.
It's wonderful, yeah.
We used to eat in so much dirt because you get to cook your own food, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And so when you drop the chicken in the dirt, you know, that's just part of the experience.
Absolutely.
And s'mores and, you know, I can tell you stories of all those camping trips, you know, what that meant, and just it's amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. And then there's sometimes when the guy who buys food forgets to bring it and you don't have food, which makes it even more of a story.
We were in Michigan, as you might know. We were smelt dipping. I don't know if you smelt dipped up there in Minnesota. So, and they forgot to bring the food.
Yep.
And all we had was a can of jelly. One can of jelly for our entire patrol, which was the Rattlesnake Patrol. So we have
that's my patrol.
And so we came up with a brilliant idea that we could add to our jelly by adding the sand off the beach so that we would have more to eat, you know, that would fill your stomach, like, you know, rather than just a little spoonful of jelly. You add a spoonful of sand with your spoonful of jelly, and you got twice as much to eat.
Wow.
True story.
Well, no, we haven't done anything that extreme.
Don't do that.
No.
The person kept saying, we're going to catch smelt. So we spent this entire weekend. It was raining like crazy. We never caught and smelt, by the way, are little bitty fish. And we never caught one little smelt. Not one.
Wow.
So it was jelly all weekend.
And sand.
It was. We called it jelly sandwiches.
Got that one.
You kind of knew that was coming, didn't you? Alan, what would you say to encourage people to take part in your event there or coming to see Trail Life?
Well, you know, it just comes to mind. I've been talking. One of the things that's not surprised me, I knew about, is we have a lot of single moms out there. I was talking to a mom just recently that her husband had passed away. And I got to tell you, she was super excited having her son to come to our group. I always say that one of the things, another thing that encourages me so much about Trail Life is I love the idea of taking my son and putting him in front of another man that I respect. We got a lot of great men. It's fun. We're not so much about achieving as we are as experience and let those boys just be boys. You know, that's a hard thing in our culture these days. The idea of being a boy is a little controversial depending on who you talk to. And we let them have fun and enjoy it. It's a great, great thing. It's such a...
Do they get to have knives?
They do, yeah.
And
yes.
For a boy, a knife is like, oh, man.
That's right. If they don't have a knife, they'll make a knife out of something. You know what I'm saying? So it's great fun. It's great fun. We emphasize fun.
There you go. And it's been fun, we all listening today to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm so grateful for those who came to join us today. By listening, it's you that make all the difference as God comes in and shares with us every week on King of Pursuits. If you have something you would like to come on King of Pursuits, go to our website, kingofpursuits.com. Email me. Now stay tuned because you've got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.